This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Department of Energy paused its mass firings at the National Nuclear Security Administration that keeps watch over the nation's nuclear weapons.
The Department of Energy called people back, say that this was a mistake, or at least try to reverse course, because there were real questions that this could have impacted whether the agency could continue with all of its functions. And they don't have the same level of civil service protection, so it was easier to terminate them from their positions. And this is a part of the Trump administration making good on a promise to try to shrink the size of the federal government.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, has paused President Trump's order halting federal support for gender-affirming care for trans individuals under age 19. The Justice Department formally asked a federal court to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a move that was expected after at least seven career prosecutors in New York and D.C. resigned in protest. This is ABC News. The spiritual leader of the world's Roman Catholics is hospitalized.
Pope Francis admitted to the Gemelli Hospital in Rome on Friday for bronchitis treatment. He was diagnosed with the illness a week ago and has been struggling to speak for long periods of time, but has been keeping a busy schedule of meetings and events. The 88-year-old will also be undergoing tests at the hospital. According to the Vatican, he's had to cancel all his scheduled events for the next 3 days.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered the transfer of federal inmate George John Hanson into Oklahoma so the state can execute him for the 1999 abduction and murder of a 77-year-old woman in Tulsa. Johnson had been doing life in federal prison on numerous convictions predating his homicide conviction in Oklahoma. In a memo to the Bureau of Prisons, Bondi writes the Department of Justice owes it to the victim and her family to send Johnson to Oklahoma so he can be put to death. Bondi calls it a just sentence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's the NBA All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard was just 9 years old when his father took him to the NBA All-Star Game at the Oakland Arena, not far from where they lived. They saw Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. This weekend, at age 34, Lillard will perform in his ninth All-Star Game as a player just across the bay in San Francisco.
Something that I'm extremely proud of, proud to be a part of it. And just being in that environment and so many people that I grew up with, that I grew up around, and, you know, people who really know me and know my background and my story to be able to see how far I've come. I'm excited for them to be able to see that.
College basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Game time at noon. Greg Gard was on the Jim Rome Show.
I think just how this roster was intentionally put together, and then it's up to the players to perform and bond together and grow, and this group has done a terrific job of that.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow and a few more inches of snow possible. Winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour out of the southeast. Some snow to start your Saturday, another inch or so possible, highs near 28. Saturday night, chance of snow, cold with a low around 11.
Right now, it's 22.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's Anything Goes Friday. No guests, just you and me. We made it in this morning. There's like 3, 4, 5 inches of snow, depending on what part of Portland you're in. It's just incredible. This Ioniq 5, this electric car that I've got, this Hyundai Ioniq 5, it's got a button you can push that puts it into snow mode where it goes, where all four wheels, you know, each one has an electric motor on it, and it's just full four-wheel drive. And I drove in today on unplowed roads with 3 inches of snow on them, and no problem. Anyway, we're here. We made it. Up until about 2 hours ago, we weren't sure that was going to happen. So glad to have you with us. The GOP Taliban to women, shut up, sit down, and stay home on election days. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Also, are we seeing the beginnings of World War III brought to you by Donald Trump? And a top Canadian politician, Elizabeth May, suggested that the three West Coast states of California, Oregon, and Washington would be better off becoming part of the Great White North. I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, 5 Justice Department officials resigned over the order to drop the Eric Adams charges. This is the Saturday Night Massacre redux. It shocked America when Nixon did it. Will it shock America now? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, J.D. Vance promotes culture war in Europe. Huh? And in the third hour of our program, hackers are going after Musk, and it's surprisingly easy. Also, Modi is meeting with Trump, and apparently Musk met with Modi beforehand. Is he trying to pitch Starlink in India? We believe that's you know, big on his list. This is like the Mussolini definition of fascism, you know, the merger of corporate and state interests. This is mind-boggling. But, you know, here we are. The report today, the Hartman Report Daily Take, is about women and the Republican war on women voting specifically. And, you know, I've mentioned this a couple times, so I probably don't need to go into it at great length, but it's fairly clear. Republicans don't like women voting, and they don't like women in politics. The Republican-dominated states typically have very few women in politics. West Virginia, for example, only 11% of their legislature are female. South Carolina, only 12%. Mississippi, only 14%. Whereas blue states, Democratic-controlled states, tend to welcome women in politics. Nevada's 61% women, New Mexico 53%, Colorado 51%. And, you know, then you get, you know, Republicans basically calling for the end of women voting. Peter Thiel wrote about it in Cato Unbound, saying that the extension of the franchise to women has reduced the notion of capitalist democracy into an oxymoron. John Gibbs, when he was endorsed by Donald Trump for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2022, just came right out and said, you know, some argue that in a democratic society, it is hypocritical and unjust for women who are half the population not to have the vote. This is obviously not true, since the founding fathers, who understood liberty and democracy better than anyone, did not believe so. We conclude that increasing the size and scope of government is unequivocally bad, and since women's suffrage has caused this to occur on a larger scale than any other cause in history, we conclude that the United States has suffered as a result of women's suffrage, in other words, women voting. And, you know, now you've got this kicked up into steroids, on steroids, as a result of the Dobbs decision. And so what have the Republicans done? They have put forward this piece of legislation, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, which explicitly says if the name on your birth certificate and the name on your passport or driver's license are different and you can't bring into us a court document showing that you actually petitioned to have your name changed before a judge, you can't vote. You can't register to vote. No way. Ain't going to let you. Ain't going to happen. I mean, this is bizarre stuff. This is truly bizarre stuff. But there's you know, lots of history here. I mean, just two decades ago, Republicans came up with their most effective way to rig the vote. It's the reason why Donald Trump is in office right now. In 2006, Indiana, and keep in mind, this wasn't even 20 years ago. In 2006, Indiana became the first state to require ID to vote. Prior to that, you know, all you had to do was sign your signature and, you know, it was proof that you were you. And the Republicans are, you know, said, well, we've got to have ID because we've got this problem of voter fraud. Well, there is no voter fraud. I mean, you had a quarter of a billion votes cast in 2020 nationwide in all these various elections, and there were 192 cases of voter fraud. I mean, it just almost never happens. Who wants to go to all that effort when, you know, you realize that your vote has very little impact? There's never been a problem of voter fraud in America. But when they put this law into place in Indiana in 2006, and it immediately cut back on the female vote and the black vote and the Social Security vote, because, you know, many older people don't even have a current driver's license any longer because they stopped driving. When they did that, and it cut back on those three blocks that are traditionally Democratic voters, the Republicans are like, holy crap, this works. And so now every red state in the union has these draconian voter ID law requirements, and now they want to take it nationwide. They want to inflict it on Democratic states as well. But they want to take it a step beyond that. If you want to, if you're a woman and you have married a man who's and acquired their last name, and this is true of same-sex couples as well, but, you know, just for the sake of argument here, if a woman has taken on her husband's last name and hasn't gone through that legal process of going before a judge and all that whole song and dance, but has simply done what my wife did, what Louise did, which is you just start using your husband's name, it's generally not a problem. I mean, you know, when she got her driver's license changed, all she had to do was show her marriage certificate. When she got her passport, all she had to do was show her marriage certificate. It's not a big deal. The federal government up until now has always accepted, oh, you got married, okay. But with the SAVE Act, it's like, oh, you got married? Well, you have to go to court and change your name if you want to vote. And this little song and dance could disenfranchise as many as a third of American women, according to the Brennan Center. So, you know, just thought you might want to know about that. Incredible stuff. Just incredible stuff. Some good news in a world of Trump's. And by the way, you can read all about it if you want to share it with your friends. It's over at HartmanReport.com. It's the top story. It's free. You can share it. You know, do whatever you want. Some good news in a world of Trump's mayhem. Thousands of anti-Trump protesters yesterday gathered in California, Colorado, Iowa, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and multiple other states around the country. There was also a huge demonstration outside the Veterans Administration yesterday protesting the dodgy slashing of the federal workforce. It looks like they're coming after the VA now. Senator Richard Blumenthal was there out in front of the VA, and he said, Elon Musk, 9 million veterans are watching you give them the middle finger, and we're not going to stand for it. Well, that's interesting. Meanwhile, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who oversaw some of Donald Trump's trials, ripped him for unlawfully firing a top government watchdog and ordered that they be reinstated, at least for now. In a scathing footnote to the order, the judge wrote, it's as if the bull in the china shop looked back over his shoulder and said, what a mess. Yeah, you think? In Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro is suing the Trump administration for the ongoing federal funding freeze. Kentucky just joined the list of nearly two dozen states that have filed a larger lawsuit to reinstate around $1.2 billion in suspended federal grants. You know, just as an aside here, and I need to write a piece about this, the federal government is 20% of our economy. If you shave 2, 3, 4, 5% off federal spending, you're taking that out of GDP. You're going to produce a recession. Obviously, nobody has told Trump this or Musk. But, you know, I'm telling you, we're going to be in a recession with 6 months at the most. Mark my words. Meanwhile, the Denver public school system is suing Trump because so many kids are not showing up in class because they're scared of ICE. Attorney Norm Eisen has filed a lawsuit against Musk and Dodgy for violating the Constitution. Eisen used to be Obama's ethics czar, right? He knows what's going on. And then, Musk and Trump refuse to reveal any real proof of fraud that they claim that they've uncovered. This makes them look like complete and utter failures, which they are. And this watchdog coalition that has been put together by Scott Dworkin's group, DworkinSubstack.com, you can read all about it, progress report. He says, our watchdog coalition just launched our campaign to fight cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security and to end the dodgy coup. In total, we've made over 12,000 calls and sent more than 164,000 letters to Congress from their constituents. So that's a good start, right? Good stuff happening. Good stuff happened. A couple of other quick stories that I want to share with you on the other side of the break, and then I'll be picking up your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman program. So whatever's on your mind, you want to talk about flying saucers or anything else. And, of course, politics is always on the menu. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with your calls and the news of the day. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to the Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today, or text my last name Hartman to 511-511 to become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The GOP Taliban is making their move, changing the rules. Trying to take your vote, trying to drown your noise. They're slamming the doors, cutting the lines, saying your name don't match, so you're left behind. They're scared of your power, afraid of
the GOP wants to silence women. You betcha. By the way, speaking of women, Elizabeth May is a Canadian politician, and she gave just a barn burner of a speech a couple days ago, or a little bit ago. I'm not sure exactly when it was, but Jeremy, if you've got that up, let's play a little clip of Elizabeth May, Canadian Member of Parliament. Got the audio shot?
On the other hand, hey, Donald, have we got a deal for you? You think we want to be the 51st state? Nah, but maybe California would like to be the 11th province. How about it? California, Oregon, Washington, you've got geography in common with us. And not only that, we've already got a carbon trading system between California and Quebec. We've got some strong alliances on our West Coast from British Columbia. There's been a lot of academic papers on the idea of Cascadia. So California, Governor Newsom, and Washington State, Jay Inslee, and newly elected Governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek, how about it? Want to put a referendum to your citizens? Because this is what you deal. Have we got a deal for you? This is what you get. Free health care. Universal free health care. No more one-year-olds who suddenly fall off the Medicaid list and their parents are in the news because they're trying to do a GoFundMe so they can get their daughter to a doctor. Universal free health care. And guess what? Those gun laws that your Congress is too afraid to pass because of the national gun lobby, we already got our strict gun laws. That's why we have the safest streets around the world, or at least in the United States, by the way, the most recent stats, 5.9 out of every 100,000 people is killed in a fatal gun incident versus 0.88 per 100,000 in Canada. That's because we have strict gun laws. California citizens, Oregon, Washington, safer streets here. We already have good gun laws, and women have a right to an abortion under our universal health care system. But, you know, we don't have to stop there. Donald, think about it. You could get rid of all these states that always vote Democrat. You know what else will take Bernie Sanders off your hands? Proud new Canadian citizen of the great province of Vermont. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, we'd love to see you. Our maritime provinces already have deep, deep links and ties. Well, enough kidding around.
There you go.
But
we'll
honestly
take Bernie off your hands. We'll take Bernie off your hands. I love it. As an Oregonian, I think it's a great idea, frankly. I love the United States. I'm a proud American. But, hey, free health care, no guns, no gun deaths, kids don't have to do active shooter drills in school, no NRA, free college, really? Sign us up.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Serious note, are we seeing the beginnings of World War III? The Prime Minister of Britain has some concerns. I'll share those with you after the break, and I'll pick up your calls on Anything Goes with it.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Eagle, 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Department of Energy paused its mass firings at the National Nuclear Security Administration that keeps watch over the nation's nuclear weapons.
The Department of Energy called people back, say that this was a mistake, or at least try to reverse course, because there were real questions that this could have impacted whether the agency could continue with all of its functions. And they don't have the same level of civil service protection, so it was easier to terminate them from their positions. And this is a part of the Trump administration making good on a promise to try to shrink the size of the federal government.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, has paused President Trump's order halting federal support for gender-affirming care for trans individuals under age 19. The Justice Department formally asked a federal court to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a move that was expected after at least seven career prosecutors in New York and D.C. resigned in protest. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Welcome to the era of the mini reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. The series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by TAG director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the NBA All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard was just 9 years old when his father took him to the NBA All-Star Game at the Oakland Arena, not far from where they lived. They saw Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. This weekend, at age 34, Lillard will perform in his ninth All-Star Game as a player just across the bay in San Francisco.
Something that I'm extremely proud of, proud to be a part of it. And just being in that environment and so many people that I grew up with, that I grew up around, and you know, people who really know me and know my background and my story, to be able to see how far I've come, I'm excited for them to be able to see that.
College basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Game time at noon. Greg Gard was on the Jim Rome Show.
I think just how this roster was intentionally put together, and then it's up to the players to perform and bond together and grow, and this group has done a terrific job of that.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow and a few more inches of snow possible. Winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour out of the southeast. Some snow to start your Saturday, another inch or so possible, highs near 28. Saturday night, chance of snow, cold with a low around 11.
It's 21 right now.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hides the route. Left outside. It started slow, but money grew, corruption took its place. 1976, Buckley v. Valio set the pace. They said the cash was speech, that spending was a right. And ever since, the billionaires have bought up every fight.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So the Munich security talks, meeting, whatever you call it, is continuing today. I think today is the last day, and Zelensky is scheduled to meet with J.D. Vance. We'll see what comes out of that. But Vance, he says the president, this is in the Wall Street Journal, ahead of his speech, he told the Wall Street Journal that the president is not going to go into this with blinders on. He's not going to say everything's on the table, let's make a deal. Excuse me, he's going to say everything is on the table, let's make a deal. In other words, he's rebutting what Pete Hegseth said yesterday and then started walking back, which is that, you know, Ukraine is going to have to give up land and there will not be any security guarantees for Ukraine. And anytime Putin wants to come in and attack Ukraine again, we're not going to defend them. We're just going to give Putin everything he wants. That's what Hegseth said yesterday. It's what Trump said yesterday. And but now J.D. Vance is saying, well, maybe not, because, you know, they all got criticized for how can you come out and say this is what we're going to give Putin before you've even sat down to negotiate things. Well, what this is doing is it's causing a general freakout on the other side of the Atlantic ocean. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Kaja Kallas warned Thursday that, quote, any deal behind our backs will not work and that appeasement always fails. Christoph Huxen is the head of the Munich conference, and he told German radio on Friday, quote, I suspect that today the American vice president will announce that the large part of American troops will be withdrawn from Europe. That's huge. Timothy Garton Ash, a professor of European studies at Oxford, wrote that America's, quote, message to Europe was pretty stark on Ukraine. It's your problem. We will help cut a deal with Russia, but policing it is up to you. He says that's surely a green light for Putin to test that defense in Ukraine, meaning that Ukraine and Europe will hardly be secure as a result of a peace agreed to by Trump. Which leads us to Keir Starmer. Sir Keir Starmer, who is the British prime minister now, just coming right out and saying, you know, enough. This is this morning. He said Britain is committed to Ukraine being on a, quote, irreversible path to join NATO after the U.S. said that no NATO for Kyiv, no NATO for Ukraine. And in a readout of the prime minister's conversation with Zelensky, a Downing Street spokeswoman said, quote, the prime minister began by reiterating the U.K.'s concrete support for Ukraine for as long as it's needed. He was unequivocal that there could be no talks about Ukraine without Ukraine. The prime minister reiterated the United Kingdom's commitment to Ukraine being on an irreversible path to NATO as agreed by allies at the Washington summit last year. Additionally, one of the top Tory, now Keir Starmer is Labour, I believe, One of the top Tory members of Parliament, MPs, Sir Bernard Jenkin, told the minister, quote, some of the defense chiefs have been expressing this, but we must be ready to fight a war with Russia if necessary in order to be able to deter Russia. So now they're talking about World War III here. He added that this would be necessary, quote, if we are to be in any position to guarantee the security of an independent and sovereign Ukraine after whatever is agreed to between Trump and Putin. He said, Ukraine wants to end this conflict. It could end tomorrow if Russia stopped the aggression, withdrew its troops, and we must never lose sight of that. Amen. Amazing times we live in. So what's on your mind? It's Anything Goes Weekend here. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. In the spirit of Anything Goes Friday, I wanted to let you know about a very disturbing example of how quickly and how deeply the fossil fuel billionaires have already impacted our government agencies. I haven't seen anything in the news on this, so we might be breaking some news here. But to set the context, there are two elements of this that are actually close to home for you. First, you're no doubt familiar with the Bonneville Power Administration.
Oh, yeah.
A federal organization that supplies most of the electricity to the Pacific Northwest, including Oregon.
Yeah, we've got a giant dam on the Columbia River, and that's where we get our electricity from. Yes, I'm very aware of it. I've been there. I've seen the dam.
Second, you and your fellow Oregonians are currently feeling the brunt of a nasty atmospheric river snowstorm event, fueled in part by the effects of climate change.
Yep. Although it's not unusual to have snow here in Portland, I mean, in February, so... I get what you're saying, Mark. It is huge, and it's whacking California right now. They're having mudslides down south.
That's right. My sister lives in Medford, Oregon, and she says she literally has 3 feet of snow on her roof, and apparently the roof of a high school gymnasium in Medford collapsed under the weight of that
snow. Yeah, we've got nothing close to that amount of snow. But okay, keep going.
But anyway, with that context, here's the story. I retired last year after 25 years with a national nonprofit organization that works in the area of energy policy and programs. And every 2 years since 2001, we've held a national conference on utility energy efficiency programs. Each time, we've had sponsorships and numerous attendees from DOE, EPA, regional power organizations like Bonneville Power. This has always been true through both Democratic and Republican administrations. But I just heard that staff from Bonneville were going to be prohibited from attending our conference this year because the conference website included some of the following now prohibited topics. This is the official list of prohibited terms from Bonneville. Underserved populations, climate change, decarbonization, lower or reduced carbon emissions, carbon regulations, clean energy policy, renewables integration, electrification, and clean building initiatives.
Whoa. These people are insane. I mean, they're doing all this because you've got a handful of fossil fuel billionaires who have been propping up the Republican Party for the last 40 years.
That's right. They're literally censoring topics and prohibiting federal support for any mention of climate change or any of the strategies intended to respond to the climate crisis.
So Bonneville could still go to the meeting. They just can't talk about this stuff, right?
No, I think they can't even go to the meeting because the meeting... it covers those topics. That's my understanding of what's going on here.
Oh, weird. Amazing.
I think they'll end up trying to negotiate this, but as of right now, they've been told no.
I'll have to look into that. I'll bet the Oregonian is covering it. Marty, thanks for the heads up on that. I'll check it out. I appreciate it. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tom, for taking my call. Yeah, I know it's kind of early, but I haven't been thinking about this. What are they going to run on now that they control all three branches, like Dan Psaki. You know, $900 billion out of Medicare and Obamacare they're going to take. Just say $4.5 trillion tax cuts, plus all the other stuff. And let's not kid ourselves, Tom. Virginia's up this year. Youngkin was sitting in the front there, just clapping like a hyena, getting rid of those people. And there's 177,000 of them working in Virginia.
Yeah. And it looks like the numbers are out. And if you make under $240,000 a year, you're going to see a tax increase based on what the Republicans are proposing. If you make over $240,000, you'll see your taxes go down. This is
nuts. And then, Tom, let's be honest. We've got to get rid of Susan Collins. We'll be hearing that pretty soon out of her state. Oh, I didn't know they were that bad. And then the biggest joke is Mitch McConnell votes no. Yeah, after 52 people voted yes. But, Tom, I don't understand it. And, you know, you're talking about women. I guess you didn't hear the latest war on women then. And red states,
no,
their newest gag. They're going to outlaw the pill, and then if you took the pill before this law, you could be subject to jail time.
What?
Yeah, that's red states. That's what they're saying.
Where are you getting this, Russ?
It was on TV. Three states are introducing a bill that's going to outlaw the pill.
Oh, well, yeah. Republicans have been pushing for that forever.
Right. And I gather if you took the pill before or after, you can be put in jail.
Now, that part, color me skeptical here, Russ, but let me check it out.
I don't know what states, but that's their newest war on women to stop them.
I got it. I mean, you know, Louisiana's trying to extradite a doctor from New York State, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton just jumped in and said, oh, yeah, we'll extradite her for you. I mean, this is getting serious here. They're really going after women. These Republicans, they just hate the idea of women having any power anywhere.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back in the call.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Doors now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. You know, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You get access to Free Thought Today, the newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. So don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 and become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's FFRF, you know, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
And the GOP are stirring the flames, flooding the zone with their lies and games.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Daryl in Towson, Maryland. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind today?
Always a pleasure, Tom. Thank you very much for taking the call. You're a hero in a time where there are so few heroes, it seems.
Well, thank you.
Two quick points. You said you were talking about J.D. Vance earlier, and he also said at the Munich conference that he minimized Russian election interference and basically said, well, if you're not strong enough, you know, to overcome that, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
I thought that's an important point.
It worked to his benefit, of course. Thanks for,
yeah, correct.
For that. I didn't catch that, but thank you for the information.
Oh, you should watch the video. It's bone-chilling, to be honest. Two quick points and a question. I listen every day, so I don't get a chance to call in. I'm busy with work, obviously. People call up the Democratic Party and their direction and blah, blah, blah. Listen, most people aren't, like, you know, progressives. Most people are just sane individuals. Where I used to live in D.C., I moved back home. I was talking to a screener about this. Most people in my development were Republicans. Not a single one voted for Trump. I can tell you that right now. So I think we have a much bigger umbrella than just progressives. And I just want to make
sure
that's just the point I wanted to make. Also, I would say in general, all the calls and feedback and other networks and everything, I don't think people realize the seriousness of the moment and, you know, the autocratic movement that's going on globally. And, you know, Greg Palast obviously gets that. But you had a caller yesterday, really piqued my interest. And he was talking about, like, hey, blue states need to get together. That guy was spot on. And the point you made about Canada, the clip you played, that's barking up the right tree. Because I don't see the doom and gloom, but we're in a dark place right now, and we're not going to vote our way out of this, in my opinion. And this is my question. So the UK has nuclear weapons. They protect Canada, New Zealand, Australia, of course, with us, but you know how that is. Nowhere in Latin America, the Caribbean, there are no nuclear weapons. So it's a pretty easy fall. You know, Z would get China, I mean, Taiwan and Japan, probably, their enemy. Russia gets most of Europe. We get Canada and the Americas. Like, where does, if UK falls the way I see it, we're in trouble.
This is what Putin and Trump have been proposing for a long, long time, is that the world be split into three spheres of influence. The Russian sphere, which includes Europe, the American sphere, which includes North, Central, and South America, and Greenland, and the Asian sphere, which includes China, India, Australia, Taiwan. I mean, basically let China take most of that. The Australia part is still negotiable. I keep saying this, it's a prescription for World War III.
But who's fighting back? I mean, if you have the UK, Germany, and France are on a ledge of fascism.
Oh, well, they've all now at the security conference, those three countries have come right out and said, we are going to continue providing lethal aid to Ukraine. We are going to fight with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We're going to fight for Ukraine. None of them have said we'll put troops in the ground, but they're providing, you know, material and assistance and lethal aid. And, you know, that just kind of flies in the face of what Trump, Vance, and Hegseth are saying, which is that we'll work this out with Putin and tell you how everything goes.
Yep.
And when you got,
it's dark.
Keir Starmer, I mean, when you've got the Prime Minister of Great Britain and members of the British Parliament, just coming right out and talking about, the possibility of war with Russia. Yesterday, Phil Lettner said that he didn't think that the Europeans had the manufacturing capability to fight World War III, if it's not a nuclear war. And I'm guessing it won't be a nuclear war because, Russia just doesn't, Russia would not survive that. I think Putin thinks he can wage a ground war. Yeah, although, the evidence that contradicts that is that he's getting his ass kicked in Ukraine. If you can't
take... How many countries has he taken over without firing any shots, though?
Well, let's see. There was Chechnya, Georgia, South Ossetia.
You could argue here.
Yeah. There's a couple of countries that are leaning his way. What's the country? Slovenia, is it, that Melania's from? That they're leaning in his direction. I'd have to ask, ChatGPT or something, Daryl, but yeah, he's had some considerable successes, and he thought that it would take him, 24 hours to take, or maybe a week at the most, to take Ukraine. I mean, major miscalculation.
Hey,
Daryl, thanks for the call.
Keep up the great work, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yes, indeed, I will.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Anger and confusion amongst federal workers nationwide as President Trump and Elon Musk try to downsize the federal workforce. In Boston, hundreds chanting "Stop the coup" demonstrated. Organizer Bonnie Jin.
We are taking a stand against two main things. One is the billionaire takeover of our government, which is a culmination of a decades-long struggle by billionaires to line their own pockets. And second, it's the fact that this current administration is enacting a policy of dehumanization on so many of our community members.
Washington, D.C. federal judge Amy Berman Jackson imposed a temporary restraining order blocking the mass firings at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Presiding over a lawsuit by 14 states seeking to stop the government efficiency effort, D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan told the states to narrow down their lawsuit and present it by Saturday. She'll rule after that. This is ABC News.